is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Next on News for the Soul, Connected Living with Brenda Davis Matz. Brenda, also known as Two Feathers, is a multidimensional shaman. She works as an energy healer, light language channel, artist, and outdoors woman. She uses her abilities to help people, animals, and nature on the journey of connected living. Please welcome back Brenda Davis Matz to News for the Soul.
Hello, Soul family. Welcome back to another episode of Connected Living. It is definitely some fun energies out there as we get started. So, you know, basically, Connected Living is the practice of living your life to its fullest through conscious understanding of who you are and what your purpose is, and really looking at how you define your life and getting back into the swing of really who you are and how you're connected to everything. The more we understand that, the more we really begin to evolve into this amazing society that we are meant to be. So that being said, it's not without its fun ups and downs, and typically we can have callers, and you might be able to email. I'm not 100% sure, but there is some technical difficulties going on behind the scenes here, so I'm sorry I won't be able to take your calls. You can possibly get your email questions in if you want to do that at ontheair@telus.net. That's ONTHEAIR at telus, TELUS, .net. So that being said, we're going to jump right into the show topic. And again, you know, this is all about these fun energies. Let me, before I jump into that, let me let you know that Mercury is in retrograde, and we have, we just started it April 21st, and it goes into May, I believe, May 14th. And so they call it a shadow period on 2 weeks on either side of that. So as you're going into a retrograde, there's sort of this buildup of energy, and then as you go into the retrograde, that is when the actual, you know, the timeline of it is, where you exhibit and see a lot of different structures and changes associated with what those planets that might be in retrograde tend to mean, and then 2 weeks on the other side of that. So as you're coming out of it, and things do get a little clearer as you move past it, but really the main part of it, you know, like what is it, the April 21st through May 14th is a bit challenging. So Mercury is the planet of communications and also man-made objects. When it is retrograde, when any planet is retrograde like that, you can think of words like RE. So rethinking, reworking, realizing. There are many aspects to those energies that really give us an opportunity to, instead of feeling full force, we sort of take a step back and look and say, is that really something that we want to continue, that we need, that we see? Is that really the direction that, you know, I want to go? Whatever that is for you. So, you know, take it as it resonates and the direction you want to go with that. But again, you know, it's just kind of tough playing through. And of course, also Mercury is man-made objects. So you could have computer glitches, you know, like we're having today with these technical difficulties behind the scenes. You know, cars, computers, telephones, you know, any of these kind of man-made objects and materials can go on the blitz during these retrograde periods. So it's also been looked on as not really a good time to sign contracts. So if you are amidst negotiations, you might consider trying to either move the date, and if you can't, just recognize that there will be something to rework in the future. And anyway, so enough of that. Let's get into today's topic. So today's topic, I'm always given topics that are channeled and asked to discuss with humanity at large. So today's topic is the continuation of the previous show topic, which is master consciousness. And again, you know, it doesn't matter how many shows I do, I'm always amazed at how I'm given the information to talk about. Because again, you know, I'm just a person with a day-to-day life as well, but these, you know, pieces and parts of information that come through are really for all of us, and how we connect in our daily lives and how we learn to live better lives. You know, we really connect to the tools that allow us to do that. And master consciousness is just that, mastering consciousness and coming into fully connected understandings of who we are and how we connect. In the last show, just discussing that, it was about connecting more to the limbic function of the body, the limbic brain. And we are physical, we are emotional, we are, you know, psychological, the mental, emotional, physical of it all. And it's all together. You know, so the same thing you say, you know, you have an ulcer. Well, why do you have an ulcer? It's because you are a, you know, there's something in there that's worrying you, that is diseased in the system. So when you begin to address that, look at it deeper, you begin to open up to those meanings and symbologies within the context of whatever ails you or whatever is going on in your life that is asking you to resolve it. And so now, you know, you see Mercury retrograde helping you to resolve those situations and issues. So coming into the understanding of the limbic system, really it is your high-level processing or sensory information. That's it in a nutshell. And then the limbic system functions basically facilitate memory storage and retrieval. They also establish emotional states and link consciousness. It's intellectual functions of the cerebral cortex with the unconscious. So the autonomic functions of the brainstem. It is you opening up to who you are, and the vagus nerve, which is the longest running nerve in the body from head to toe, is really beginning to opening up and fire. So we're seeing in individuals different things associated with the limbic system and coming online, if you will. And for those of you that are younger, may not understand that terminology, but those of you that are in the age where internet began and you had to plug it into a wall and, you know, you could hear that you had mail on AOL or one of those platforms, you realize that when you come online, you are plugging into the system. You are plugging into the greater part of the system, consciousness part of it, master consciousness, as it were. And so coming into that space of awareness allows you greater choice and understanding in how you want to connect deeper into your life. So whatever that means for you. In today's show, looking at that, taking it the step deeper and the continuation in that topic of master consciousness, basically, you're learning to hold firm in your discernment, trusting your intuition, and faith in the guidance that you'll receive for it. So holding firm in your discernment, you're learning to really trust that intuitive part of yourself, those inner knowings, that sort of guidance system that is always ever-present, but we get caught in our logic thinking. And granted, you do need that logical, you need that linear thinking to kind of help through the day-to-day physical stuff. But really, when you connect into that more spiritual part of yourself, that heart thinking, if you will, you merge the two in a way that allows you to open up fully to the choices available to you. And you connect more into signs and synchronicities that allow you greater, deeper experiences that you would like to experience. And then also faith and guidance. I loved how that was given to me, because faith and guidance is just knowing that the information is going to come to you to help you find your way. You know, many times in my sort of dark night of the soul, if you will, I often felt like I was in a dark room with just these little, you know, spots on the wall that I could try to run my hands over, almost like Braille, and try to figure out my way around. And it's very time-consuming when you feel like you're in a dark room and have to run your fingers up and down a wall to find your way out. But what you learn is if you stop fidgeting with that and stop focusing on the physical part of it, which is your fingers fumbling on a wall, you connect to a different sensory perception that opens up the doorway for you to see in a whole new way. And that would be your third eye opening. That would be those intuitive centers opening up and accessing the, in greater capacity, the understanding of the direction you can go. And then it, again, it opens up to those signs, synchronicities, and symbologies that help you find your way. So it's learning to really trust what is always available to you and opening up in that supra consciousness way. It helps you to connect to your divine path, your plan, and your blueprint. And so each of us came in to this experience. We incarnated to go through certain experiences. We said, okay, yeah, we want to experience this and this and this. And there's a whole range of choices as you move through those experiences that take you to the next level. And if you are not choosing to your highest and best good, you get stuck in a pattern that you keep repeating. And so many of us can look at our lives or look at other people's lives. You know, it's hindsight's always 20/20, right? So you can look at other people's experience and you say, gosh, they keep choosing that relationship, or they keep choosing that that addiction, or they keep choosing a particular experience that doesn't serve them. And you can see very clearly that there are certain things that other people choose that are not for their highest and best good, but what they're in is a loop, and that loop is part of their experience. And once they realize that that's what they're trying to experience so that they can move on, then they have that aha moment, that sort of personal epiphany that allows them to say, you know, I think I need to choose different. And that's when you get these beautiful openings into new, greater experiences, sort of up-leveling, if you will. So it's kind of neat to sit back and watch others, but then if you sit and watch yourself, what do you see? Can you recognize certain loops that you've been stuck in? Certain experiences that you keep going back to because it's familiar, whether it's a relationship or a particular activity, action, addiction. Are you choosing because it's external, or do you see it from an internal perspective? And to look at that as external, what I mean by that is, are you trying to give yourself a place of awareness that you are connecting externally, or are you connecting internally to have that experience? When you fully connect internally, you will see it externally. The other way around is keeping you from being who you truly are. It's keeping you off balance. When you find that inner balance, it's that compass that will help you to find and connect to the experiences that you would like to see and feel, and the relationships that you can open up to that way. When you are looking at someone else, those are also great reflections, because every time I see somebody that may be out of balance, I think, okay, what is it about that particular scenario that I can see so clearly that's reflecting back to me? Because your external world, remember, reflects your internal space of being. And I call those reference points. They can also be spaces in those reference points where you look at that and you say, wow, I am really happy I made it this far, or wow, I recognize that I do that, holy moly, you know, they just keep getting caught in this loop. What does this mean for me? Am I caught in a loop? And it doesn't necessarily mean that you are stuck. It just means it's a great way to get feedback from the external world that helps you to understand a little bit more about your own personal world, your own consciousness, and how you're aligning to what it is that you are really wanting to align to. And also doing that, you'll recognize when you're looking at your external world, if you're coming from a place of neutrality, and I love this topic of neutrality because it is so important to how we connect to others. Are you doing it from a triggered perspective, or are you doing it just from an observing space of awareness? Neutrality is key in any modality, in any space of awareness that you're connecting to. When you recognize that you're neutral, you no longer have that trigger of fear or doubt or a space of awareness that is keeping you from experiencing what it is that you're looking to experience. Neutrality is it's a space of knowing where you just observe. You're just observing. You have no dog in that fight. You have no attachment to the outcome. You simply observe and are aware. And so that is a great place to be open to understanding and kind of ask yourself when you see these things, am I triggered, or is that coming from a place of neutrality where I'm just kind of flowing through the recognition of that? And so that's really where you want to be. So recognize that's kind of a pinpoint place that you want to be. A lot of this information, you know, I tend to run into people that feel like, you know, you talk rainbows and unicorns. This is applied consciousness. This is applied ultimate understanding of who and what you are. And when you do that, when you connect to that space of awareness, you have access to everything. That's manifestation 101. It is an anchor point that opens you up to create whatever you want in your life, whatever that is, mental, emotional, physical balancing. And so really it's not rainbows and unicorns. You see how you can actually create the rainbows and unicorns. And it brings in a whole new perspective of awareness that gives you range in dimension and timelessness, because time is just a linear equation of understanding. It's not, it's neither here nor there. It's you know, time, they say, is an illusion. It is a physical part of the experience we have here in what you would call the 3D or the physical space of awareness. But once you step beyond that, you are always creating, and you recognize that you're always creating on a now moment. And that's where you hear, you know, a lot of these spiritual leaders talk about, you know, being in the present, being in the now. And it can be very frustrating when you're stuck in a time or a space that is uncomfortable. And if you keep experiencing sort of the breakdown of your life or physical body or whatever it is that you're doing that you're feeling not comfortable with, when you step back into the space of awareness that you are always in the now moment, you can change any existing element, literally, with a snap of your fingers, with the shift of a thought. You know, other people in this field, you could look at Joe Dispenza's information, especially along the physical part of it. You know, when you change the brain, you change the body. And it is so important to open up to that possibility that you are always healed. You are always in perfect alignment when you say, I am sick today, what did you do? You said, I am sick. You just said, you are just stating a manifestation fact. And you are then sick. But if you say, I am coming from a place today that is balancing itself out, or you give it a different word, term, meaning that is in neutral alignment with the understanding that you are always whole, W-H-O-L-E, not always H-O-L-E, you understand that you are always creating in every moment, and you are in that space of awareness that allows you to be whole. And so for yourself, look at something in your life, whether you are experiencing something physical, maybe something emotional. Maybe you're choosing to release something in your life that is no longer serving you. Whatever that is, recognize the space of awareness that you have with it. Are you holding it to where you just keep reliving it? Or are you recognizing that it's just an experience, this quote-unquote too shall pass, and that you can ultimately step out of that experience in any moment? If you feel you're caught in a loop and you just don't know how to get out of it, just knowing that you can is one of the first steps in changing that. And so if for those of you listening that do feel stuck, let's look at that for a moment. Just look at that picture. Whatever that is for you, it can be mental, physical, emotional, whatever that is for you. Just observe your space of awareness and that understanding. Yourself, see kind of an image of yourself, kind of a paper cutout off to your left. You see that, you recognize that image of you. Now, right in front of you is you glowing in perfect alignment. Everything you need within your reach, everything. Feel how that feels for you. Feel how you feel abundant and healthy, vibrant. You may have colors, pictures, symbols that come up. Trust whatever that is for you. Feel that. When you begin to feel that, you begin to anchor that in. And then you begin to feel that picture, that sort of cutout, paper cutout of you, of the imbalanced part of what you're experiencing, no longer serves. It is literally just this thin piece of a veil that you hold in your space that keeps you locked in that experience. So you can let that go just by recognizing what that looks like for you and choosing different. And feeling, it's really, really important to feel what that wonderful space of awareness can be like in a balanced flow. Whatever that balanced setting is for you, trust that. Feel it. And throughout the day, go back to that feeling. The more you go back to that feeling, the more you're creating it. And over, what you do is you begin to create what I like to call a template. And it becomes automatic. And when you connect to that template, you instantly change the energy. And I mean literally instantly. The minute your focus goes to it, you change it. You know, in Reiki, we work a lot with symbols. And it is customary that, you know, like with your hand, you would draw these symbols. You would move the energy of the symbol with your hand as you create it, whether you draw it over the person, on the place, the object, whatever that is. But when you do it consistently, there is a template. It is an energetic template. The minute you focus to it, it is created. And that is part of what we're truly connecting to. And I love this too about the light language, my other modality. you know, for a long time I kept saying, well, what does it mean? What does it mean? And I kept looking for it, like if you were to translate it into English. There really is no English translation because it is creation translation. It is literally creation through vibration, which comes out sounding like words, but it is a vibratory creation of energy that is, once it's established in a system, any system, it works with the body's DNA, the body's natural codes. Whatever you have as a coding in your system, it will work to help you embody what it is that you want to create. The higher vibration of that, the higher octave of what that is. And that's the beautiful part about it. You can't just translate it. It is a creation point of energy that as it is received, as the vibration is received into the system, it automatically goes to where it needs to. And the system will choose where that is. And that's consciousness. That is communicative, if I said that right, communicative consciousness, where you are emanating the flow of creation in every moment. So some beautiful things to understand and just be open to that way. Just double checking. Okay, I don't see any emails, and that's perfectly fine. We just are where we are. The the recognition of how you master your consciousness. You know, it's kind of, it's nice to have little peg points along the way. Those reference points that help you understand whether you got it or you don't got it. Whether you feel like you're getting it or you feel like you're just sort of a lost ball in the high weeds, like you just can't quite connect to what it is that you're trying to connect to. So let's go there. Think of something in your world that you'd like to experience. And I apologize, I have dogs barking in the background. I'm traveling at the moment. So recognize for yourself what it is that you would like to establish in your life. Whatever that is, just trust it. Think about how that feels. Think about how that would look. And for some of you, it might totally change how your world looks. You might be in a different location. You might be in a different relationship, in a different lifestyle altogether. Whatever that is for you, just notice it without judgment, what it could be, sort of that dream zone. There you go. And when you have that, feel how good that would feel. Feel how alive, vibrant. Connected, abundant, that would feel like. What does that feel like to you? Feel like you're harnessing it, like you're creating this template in the space of awareness, of feeling. It's feeling. Feeling resonates. Feel how your body begins to open. Notice that there's parts in your body that feel stuck. If you feel like you are kind of clenching or, you know, tense in your shoulders, tense in your arms. You might even be clenching your jaws as you recognize the tightness in your body. Now, as you begin to notice the tightness in your body, notice how you begin to release that tightness when you think of feeling in perfect balance and alignment with whatever it is that you decided to look at. Not the fear of moving into that, because, you know, a lot of times that represents change. You know, if you really step into that, that means your whole world as you know it is going to change. Well, yep, that's what happens. Don't focus on that. Focus on the ultimate outcome. Focus on how that feels. And then begin to notice how your body relaxes. And just keep doing that. Just keep going. When you tense up, you're bracing for impact. Those are recognitions of fear coming up. Those are fear-based thought processes or cringing because it is a learned behavior. Conditions and conditioning of an environment. And as you move into the space of healing and fluid balance, you're learning to release those blocks, those old patterns, the old way of looking at things, the old conditions and conditioning that you've either grown up with or seen develop in your life. And as you do that, more and more, you will learn that you're more relaxed going into these changes. And we do have some really, really big changes coming up. And I know not only myself, a lot of people have said that, you know, in the days, weeks, months, and even years to come. But what we're doing is we're learning to release the things that no longer serve so that we can connect to the humanity that we are. And it does all start with you. You are the connection. You are part of the link in the chain that connects to everything, which goes back to, you know, the rainbows and unicorns statement of we are one. But the reality of it is that we are. And it's not just, you know, blowing smoke, sunshine, rainbows, and unicorns. This is really the applied consciousness of understanding who we are and how we navigate our understanding of who we are. So from the place of neutrality, the external world gives you the feedback. From the internal space of wholeness, you send that balanced energy into the world around you, which is then received, and you will begin to see the reflection back to you in many ways. And then you get that famous infinite symbol, the figure eight. Ebb and flow, change and grow. And then as you see how that comes back to you, you strengthen it. It becomes greater. It becomes more evolved, more connected, and then opens you up to different choice points that are up-leveled on your path and experience. And so, you know, I always love, I love skeptics. I absolutely love skeptics. Many times those individuals are the ones with some of the greatest gifts, and they kind of get stuck in their own way because they have certain parameters, conditions, conditioning that prevent them from seeing it from many times from an evolved state of awareness. And that's not everybody, but many I've run across, they have so many more gifts than they realize. And it's a natural state of discernment and judgment that they have, because they are gifted in a way, because they don't have those elements of doors opening, like their doors are already open. They just don't know it. And once they get those defining points, I love skeptics. It's my favorite. So if you're a skeptic out there and listening, it's a pretty neat thing for you to actually even be listening to the show like that and opening up. So great things for you, my friend. We will be doing a little bit more of the intuition game toward the end of the show. I had a lot of fun doing that, and those of you that reached out and connected through playing those games, I just love the feedback that people give on you know, your natural intuitive promptings. And so for those of you that might just be tuning in that hadn't known that, a couple of shows ago, I just felt very prompted to, you know, play these intuition games, play these intuition tests and help individuals connect deeper. Playing with intuition is important because really we are going to evolve into a natural state of intuition where it's going to be in every moment. So playing with that actually helps you to strengthen that at whatever level that you're at. We've done some stones. I actually had something where it was about what I was wearing. And this time will be just put out there about location. So it will be super fun. I love getting the feedback from you all and in whatever capacity that it comes. It's fascinating to me how we all connect on these levels, and it can be so diverse and so different for each of us and how we see things. And again, you know, those unique perspectives, that's what's needed now. We're really learning to hone those skills. And from what I've seen intuitively, the time to come, we will not recognize, even in 5 years, our worlds are evolving and changing in such a state that it is just going to be so diabolically opposed to the experiences that we are moving through now. And in 10 years, wow. 20 years, oh my gosh. And it just keeps going. So we're there. The trajectory is there. It's happening. It's going to happen. It is just where we're meant to go. And many will choose to move into that, and many will choose not to. And there's no right or wrong. It's just where you are. And if you think about it in terms of energy and how we move through the flow, through the state of awareness of that, and we say many of those will not choose to move through that. That is that energy's choice. And remember, we're all one. So that energy will go someplace that it needs to for its own highest and best good. Remember, energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It just is. So you don't truly die. You just transform. Transition and change is a part of life. There is so much about our understanding of the energy, the state of energy that we're in, that is core to our being. And that's what we're learning to connect to in greater capacity. So whatever that is for you. Okay, I'm seeing about almost 20 to the top. So let's, I'd like to do a little light language activation for the current energies, especially through Master Consciousness. For those of you just tuning in, light language, or the language of light, is usually spoken, written, sign, or sung. For the purposes of the show, you'll only hear me speak it, but usually my hand will also sign as I'm speaking. So just know that that is happening. And you may actually see symbols in your mind that are related to what it is that I'll actually sign. So whatever it is, trust for you. You might have an emotional response. You might have colors, pictures, symbols, associated with the experience. And just know that you're receiving what you need in this now moment. And if there's something specific that you would like to align to with that, you may also ask for that. So if it's something with relationship to health or wealth, abundance of any kind, go ahead and open up to that receiving now. And sometimes through light language, I would say, don't drive. I feel like this is okay. But just be aware for yourself what it is that you're experiencing. And the difference between an activation and just basically a general message of the language of light the activation is really meant to pinpoint each individual's I want to use the term codes, so your DNA, your the embodiment of who you are on a cellular, structural, energetic level. The activation goes into those spaces and assists on removing blocks and connecting you to your divine blueprint of who you are. So those activations really help to create the space of alignment that is in your highest and best good. So just trust that and know that you're receiving whatever you need for your coding and calibration that is best for you in this moment. And to, if you're listening to a future broadcast of this, it works in the same way. So just trust that. Again, time is a construct that we use here in the physical keeping of our reality. So just open up to that. And here we go. Raknia satara he makuna tere he shakawadi ti isoa. Dahanak tere he makino saina kesoa. Ye tukana ti isa ka inak tere chikima sero tu. Kero chaknia satara he makina te. Ero takniso a sequa in ti etakara he stakawichi. Dahamakino sa tiki wa shu tura taknia. Ahamakua na tere isa ka isha wina ti iso a tuknia sa. Ahanaka wa shia takni iso ayema ke ne kito. Ara takni iso ka ishe te wa ina ka ima sara ishe kwa in ti tu a. Dahanak te ima tsu. Ahanakui o ayena ka ua ne tiki ma sero. Ohuna kama sira chikito knai so kushate. Ara tikni so ara tikni o matare chiki wa seo. Dero taki sa matere tiki so ra chiki na tarahe kwa hino ka ima te e wa tiki sa. Dahu wa su u shata kwa ina se ma su karatera tiki na sa te wa shu. E na meno turu sakwe no koro tiki sa ra tiki ayo atera. Ahoa nae ma te ro japni sa te ki kinata. Dero tu sa ta ma tinata te ia ta ki sa te re ia wa. Mauna kaatsa ki. Ahuna kama sita. Dahana ki sa ke I makuna ta re ia wa su. Aina ki tora te ki sa re ia. Ahuna tiro sa ki ma sotoro shu tuku e ana ki. Pahuna kete e maknu kusate ahuakina se. Aie nak tero tu. Mai nak tero tu. Tare ima se. Mea tu kana si ma se knie so kusha ta kwae no koro te kita kesa te. Ahana kieso aie ma ke chi se ki wate. Ahana ka ua su ama se knie so tu usha ta ta te na ka. Ahana ki uma sero chukusa te ya. E no kasia taka wai e no ko. Aha makne so asha te ki to wara te ia. Me so kara te ia. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that. I certainly feel a lot more relaxed after that. There was a lot of opening in the heart. In the mind, I feel a little clearer as if it was working with some of that brain fog that we might be experiencing. The level of connection from the higher state of awareness, so like from the seventh chakra, the top of the head, into the higher learning centers, the deeper connection into the brainstem, the limbic system, the vagus nerve. I felt like it ran down my back. Actually, it was a really beautiful warming sensation as it opened up. And then to the throat and third eye. So the throat center, the fifth chakra, and then sixth chakra, third eye. And also moving into the brain and opening up some of the pathways of clarity, not just the brain fog, but the pathways of clarity, connecting to the autonomic basis of awareness. So anyway, I do hope you enjoyed that. There is, you know, if you'd like to share your experience with that, I always love to hear people's experiences with the language of light. It's always so different for each of us, and yet we relate in so many similar ways. So if you'd like to share that, you can always do that. Email me at info@brendadavismatt.com. I always love hearing that. And or you can call in on a future show or email. That connection is always welcome. And also, too, for others to be able to join in, listen, and get a sense of, you know, what others are going through. We all learn by connecting to each other and relating through our stories, sharing our information with each other. So keep that in mind for a future show. Okay, the intention game. Today's intuition is related to location. Some of you in my close circle are aware of where I'm traveling, so don't rat me out. But for those of you that like to play and want to really hone in those skills, trust the location. And whatever that looks like for you, trust it. Remember, your colors, pictures, symbols come in a way that help you to understand you more. And so it can be anything. Just trust it. If you get a specific location verbally, that's fine. You may get colors associated. I will say I'm in the United States. You may get flag colors. You may get some type of symbology related to the location area or the region. Trust whatever it is for you. And it, I mean, truly, it can be anything, anything that comes to mind. It could be a language. It could be sounds. It could be taste. Whatever those sensitivities that you receive are telling you, trust them. Don't judge them. This is how you strengthen. Don't deny it. Don't try to run it through your logical brain and say, oh, well, that just doesn't make sense. A lot of times intuition doesn't make sense, but that's consciousness. That's like saying, you know, time. That's giving it a boundary. Don't give it a boundary. Let it be whatever it's going to be. Just trust it. Let me know what that is, and you're going to want to do that. Connect with me through my website, brendadavismatt.com. You want to go to the Members Gateway, sign up there. Send me your information in what it is that you received with that. Whatever that location is, trust it. We'll communicate back and forth. Maybe try to hone in that skill a little bit if I have some input or clarity on it. Or you just want to just state what it is. Don't feel like you're being judged. Just trust. This is a beautiful space of learning that we can all connect to and grow with. So I love putting it out there. And for you, the selected winner, I will give a complimentary half-hour session, and I will connect with you privately and let you know you won and then how to connect to that session. So give it a shot. The worst you can do is win, right? So have at it. Okay, so that is the intuition game. And the last winner, Pat, thank you so much for playing, and we're going to be connecting soon for your session. So also, too, other free sessions, if you don't win on that, remember till May 1, there are still a couple of sessions available for the Earth Day receiving. And if you would like to try your chances on that, you're going to want to go to my website, brendadavismatt.com. Connect to the half-hour session, and then put in the code CONNECTED at checkout to see if you are receiving one of those free sessions. So I hope so. I love to connect. And there were 5 available, and there are still a few of those left. So just trust it. If you'd like to connect, it's a great way to find out a little bit more for yourself. And then, as always, you beautiful NFTS listeners, you can use code NFTS at checkout and receive $50 off a 30-minute session. So that drops it back down to $75, which we could all use a little break these days, right? And then if you are one that just needs a quick question answered, whether you prefer the light language to have it channeled in a way or just the psychic response, and it will be more than just a yes-no, I promise. Some things come in a yes-no, but there is usually an elaboration to them. But anyway, that can be done. And use the coupon code QUESTION at checkout for $5 off the $25 price of that. So super doable and easy for those of you that would like to just have a quick response. Connect to me on social media, Facebook, YouTube. I even have Twitter. I will say I'm not on Twitter a whole lot, and even Instagram. I got some fun videos on there and things like that about different things that I love to do in my version of connected living. We're often in the backcountry horse riding and that sort of thing, and that part of our life is actually gearing up as we move into the warmer weather here in the northern hemisphere. And then also, too, I love knowing what you need. What, you know, yes, I'm intuitive, but I'm still a part of the collective. And I like knowing what it is that you want to hear, what it is that you want to know about. You know, if there's a specific topic, whatever it is, let me know. You never know. It might happen on a future show. So the feedback is great. And then, too, if you enjoy the show and want to reconnect, you can do that every second and fourth Thursdays of the month right here on newsforthesoul.com. I also have a link on my website on the homepage there at brendadavismats.com. And if you'd like to sign up through the Members Gateway and send your email to that, I promise I am not one of those crazy emailers. It takes a lot for me to hit the send button, but I'll keep you posted on when these shows are coming up so that you don't miss any future ones. And if you do miss them and want to go back, you can always listen to the archive there. There's a link for that, or you can go to my page on newsforthesoul.com and connect that way. So, again, it is always such an honor to be a part of your connected living, and I look forward to seeing you on the next one. Much love, and bye for now.